This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What are some of the teachings that we should inculcate in our children who've been abandoned by their fathers in how to deal with those fathers who are trying to come back in their life or are on the margins of it? Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ba'd. One of the most important things that I will say to you, my dear sister, my dear mother of this young child, is that your love must be doubled. And I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested you with this great burden. As a single mother, you have this young child and you want to be the father and mother for them. Know that you have the example of Maryam alayha salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a place near her in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Number two, I want you to know that nothing but respectful words should be introduced to your child about their father. You will not score points with your young child by putting down their father, berating them, whether in their absence or in front of them. You want to be very measured because as a young child, they don't understand the intricacies of what's happening. And as they grow older, they will remember, my mom just hated him. Maybe that's why he left. You don't want it to be something that will reflect bad upon you later on in life because your young child misunderstood your contempt of a man who maybe has mistreated you. Number three, be fair and just. And if you were the one who was out of this young child life and you were trying to come back into it, how would you want your spouse to give you access? What would you allow for them and what would you want to be allowed to do? Number four, always be safe. Take the child's interest before your interest. Give them the safety and the security that you need. Don't let them be exposed to a violent man. Don't break conditions that are set by courts and other things that may put you at risk of losing your child. Number five, and finally, what I say to you is, it is better to be merciful and compassionate than right. Don't try always to prove your point for being right. Being right is something you know you are. It's not about proving it. Rather, now it's about being merciful. The Prophet ﷺ was right all the time, but there were many times where he showed mercy rather than proving he was right. And if you follow that constitution of life, if you open your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you put that child's interests first, know that even if there are difficult moments in life, they will come full circle to the place that there will always be home to the mother who nurtured them, who was respectful about a man who abandoned her, and who wished to raise her son or daughter in the best of ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you success. Allahumma. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.